All right. Thank you, Hector. What a blessing. Amen. One of the blessings about being the old preacher is seeing these young folks grow up like Hector there. Remember when he was small, but here he is doing so much now, and so many others that are a blessing like that. You can imagine when I really do get old what blessings I'll have to claim. Amen. Joking with you a little bit, we got something a little different tonight. Brother Cruz led the choir there a while ago in Seeking the Lost. That's a good one. I especially like the part where the men do the bass, Going Afar, amen? And it brought back a memory I'm going to share with you, kind of a little testimony. And here, a few years back, at the end of a invitation, I had a man come up to me, and I was looking, trying to see who he was. He come up, just kind of bounced up and grabbed me by the hand and was pumping it, and I was trying to place him. That is one of the negatives of getting old, is getting a little foggy on that. But anyway, I guess he saw that I didn't quite recognize him right at first. And so he did, in somewhat of a bass voice, he said, "Going Afar." When he said that, I knew exactly who he was. He was a young man I'd led to the Lord in my youth department many, many years ago. And he sang in the choir on the back row, and that was one of the songs that the church would use, choir leader would use every now and then. And when he said, "Going Afar," that done it for me. I recognized who he was instantly. Just blessings that you claim. Old age is not so bad, kids. There's a good side to it, too. Amen. So don't feel too sorry for us. In fact, we are getting along pretty good as a whole. All right, tonight's a little different. Our college went to Southside Baptist Church in the Tampa area on the soul-winning marathon. Brother Kerry Nance is the pastor, and that's another story with me. I remember when he rode in the car with me, sitting on that little middle seat. He was that small, and now God's used him to pastor a great church over there and family and preach youth camps for us. Great preacher. What's heaven going to be like when we really get to see all the coupons clipped, amen? When all the ones, and I won't have a bit of trouble recognizing them then either, amen? But our college went over there and did the soul-winning marathon, and it's been traditional with us. When they go off on the soul-winning trip and come back, we generally use them on Wednesday night, giving testimonies of the soul-winning experiences. Now, the two Wednesday nights coming back from soul winning, I had a missionary, I had in fact, a couple of them, so we're two Wednesday nights behind. And this Wednesday night, they're going to be going up into Georgia. So what I'm doing is I'm going to use some of them tonight, can't use all of them. I'm going to use some of them tonight to come and share some of their soul winning testimonies, and they've always been great. I know they will be again. They had... Can somebody tell me, Brother Parsons, how many was the total count saved over there? 102. All right, amen. And I'm going to ask the young folks tonight, got about 10 of them sitting down here. I'm going to ask them to come to the microphone, give us their name, and be fairly short, but give us a testimony concerning to soul winning, and they can give an individual story of one particular one, or they can speak in general, but I want to give them a chance to share it. I don't want to get too much older, and so it'll be still fresh enough in their mind. So I'm going to ask them to do that for us tonight, and we'll follow up maybe a little bit at the end, but I believe it'll be a blessing to you tonight. And we're going to start with Hector. He just blessed us at the piano there singing, but he's on the front the corner right here. And Hector, you come on to the microphone. Now, here's what I want you to do. Name, testimony, And instead of me getting up behind every one of you and taking that time, Trevor, you'll be next and right on down the line. Will we do that? All right, Hector, you come on.
Well, obviously, just about everybody here knows me. I was born and raised here at Landmark. My name is Hector. And again, this is my fourth year. I'm a senior this year at Landmark Baptist College, so I'll be graduating next month, and I'm super excited about that. But this was my fifth soul winning marathon, and this was definitely a new one for me in the sense that every year I always had a personal goal of how many I wanted to lead to the Lord, but I just said when I went on this soul winning marathon, God, I'll witness to as many people as I can. You give the increase. You just do what you want there. But I got to lead three people to the Lord over this over the time frame. My partners were Jason Schaefer, Josie, and Ruth. And we had been praying hard the first day. I didn't get to lead anybody to the Lord, so Jason was just like, God, please give us somebody on the second day. Finally, I was able to lead someone to the Lord on Wednesday, I believe it was. Then Thursday, I got to lead two. I got to lead an older lady who was just a wonderful lady, who wanted to be a faithful servant of the Lord, but she wasn't saved. And I told her, you're missing something. And so when I went through the plan of salvation, she said, I want to do that. And she got saved right on the spot, and she wanted to join the church so bad. And in the last, my favorite part of the Soul Winning Marathon was in the last run of the Soul Winning Marathon. It was just in the last stretch, in the last 15 minutes. And I was just like, God, I've led two, but I would just like to see one more, just one more. And we were on our last apartment complex, and I was praying hard, God, give me one more, one more. I went to a door, and I began talking to this young man. He was a little iffy, but when I asked him if he knew he was going to heaven, he said, no, I don't. Can anybody know? And I showed him in the Bible, and he listened with such intensity. And in the end, he didn't want to give too much information, but he did accept Christ as his personal Savior. And it was just amazing, because right as we were leaving, he looked at me, and he said, thank you. You saved my life, sir. And although I didn't save his life, God did. It's just something that has stuck to me, because it's the impact that we're able to have when we finally share what has completely changed our lives. So I want to encourage you. I want to thank everybody here in the church that has given towards the college and to be able to do something like this, because this is always our highlight, and you don't know the impact it will have until you go to heaven and you see the thousands upon thousands of souls saved from these soul winning marathons. So please just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll do what we're doing. And it's been a blessing. Thank you.
Good evening, church. My name is Trevor Sis. I'm a senior this year also, and it's always a blessing us to go to the Soul Winning Marathon, and this year was special to me in particular because I had the same partner from last year, so it was interesting, and then everything was great, from my teammates to the people that were in my room to all the divine appointments that I had to talk to people. I was able to lead three people to the Lord, and each of them was special in their own and unique way. The first person I got to talk to was a guy named CJ, and he was riding on his bike, and for the most part, I would have just let him ride off, but I ran, and I flagged him down, and I was able to talk to him and lead him to the Lord. And then the second person, his last name was McLeod, and I remember just standing there and looking at like the dogs on this side. These people just look kind of shady on this side. It's just one more host on the screen. Maybe I just could just leave it, don't worry about it. And then the Lord just keep breaking my heart saying, that's just one more host, you better go do that. When they're running through the dogs and what's not, knock on the door, talk to the young man, was able to lead him to the Lord. And then the last person was a young mother named India, and she was there, and my partner Kevin, he was talking to the guy, and I asked the guy, I said, would you mind if I talk to the lady? And he's like, no, go right ahead. And I started talking to her, and before long she also got saved, so that was a blessing. And like Hector said, I just want to thank the church for allowing us just to go to Soul Winning Marathon and just pumping the finances to have the college keep going, and just thank you once again for all that you do.
My name is Ashley Tawes, and this was my first soul winning marathon, and it was just awesome. I've never experienced anything like that, going soul winning all day long, nonstop. It was really great, and I got the opportunity to lead two girls to the Lord. My partner was Bethany Hodges. She was just a great partner. I admired her boldness. She was just, there was a lot of intimidating people that we talked to. I was so scared a lot of the time, but she was just bold, and she's this tiny little girl like talking to all these scary men, and I was just I was praying for her the whole time. But these two little girls, they were just so sweet. One was 12 and one was 15, And I got to lead them to the Lord, and they were so excited that they ran in the house and they wanted to get their other sister and their other brother to get saved. They didn't come out, but it was just a blessing. Thank you for letting us come to go on Soul Winning Marathon.
Hi, my name is Lisa. This was my third time going to a Soul Winning Marathon, and I feel like every year it's just getting better. My first year, I didn't know what to expect, but then last year I thought, okay, it's going to be great. And then this year, I was just so thrilled to go. And Ashley was in my room along with Bethany, and my partner was Monica. And I was just so excited because Monica and I are both missions majors. And so I was just thrilled because that's exactly what we want to do, share the gospel. And so I felt like our team was really great. I mean, also, I feel like Satan was just attacking wherever he could. Sickness was going around, and I had allergies, which I had never had before, so I was crying like a baby, and I didn't know why, and later I realized it was allergies, so when I knocked on a door, and tears running down my face, the people started looking at us strange, like, okay, you know, do you need help? And it was just so great, and also, the men we had George Money and someone else, and Elaine. And sometimes people were just coming out on the streets and cussing us out, and I thought, oh my goodness, that was some bad stuff they said. But still, our group had such a good spirit about it, and it was like we were going out of it stronger than, you know, we had come into it. But one story in particular I'd like to share. On our first day, Monica and I were going out, and a lady from the church was coming with us. Her name was Miss Renee, and she was in her 60s, I think. And she was really a bold soul winner, and we weren't supposed to go up to the no trespassing houses. So, actually, the three of us, you know, sometimes it happens when you're in a group that you are more like, okay, I'm rather shy, and you know, you can go, just go ahead. But with us, it was more like we were trying to, like, trip each other so we could go to the house. And so at that particular one, it was a no-trespassing house. And Miss Renee said, oh, I'll just go. You two stay here at the corner. And if the police comes, just, you know, call for me. You know, I'll run back real quick. She said it wouldn't be so bad if she gets arrested, you know, rather than us. So Monica and I are really waiting at the street corner, praying for her that everything will go well. And as we are waiting, two little kids are running down the street chasing their dog. And we just look at them, you know, as they're rushing down, and then they're coming back, and Monica was like, I'm going to get them. And so she was starting to witness to them. And I'm praying for her. But as I'm praying, somebody else comes walking down the road, and he said, are you from a church? I need to ask you some things. And I thought, okay, you know. And so he had some really specific questions to answer, and I thought, wow, you know, it sure did pay off well to pay attention in school, because he was asking all these questions, and it was really great. But when we were done with that, I found out Monica got to lead the two little kids to the Lord. And Miss Renee came back from the house. She didn't get arrested, but she did get to talk to a young boy. I think he was 15, and he got saved as well. So that was a huge blessing. Thank you.
Good evening, church. My name is Ronaldo, and this is my third Soul Winning Marathon. So the first store I went to, I was praying. I was like, God, if you could give me this house. And it was a Spanish guy that came out, and he got saved. And I was like, that was great. And I got to lead three souls. And so my story is actually, it connects with Lisa's story. So we went at the store. It was me, Jesse, Brother John, he's a member at the church, and Miss Kelly and Helen. So me and John and Jesse was at this house. And two older guys came out. And then the dog ran straight out of the house. And we was like, oh, Satan is just working. So the two little kids ran after the dog. And I was like, God just doesn't want these two to get saved. So the older brother was like, they'll get the dog. So I was like, God, just allow these two guys to get saved. So couple of minutes later, the guys didn't get saved. So I was like, okay, Satan won. So walking back to our group, and we saw Monica talking with the two little kids, and she was like, they got saved. And I was like, amen, because I thought Satan was going to win, but he didn't. And it was good. And thank you all for sending us. It was a great sewing marathon. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord for all the souls that were saved. And I just want to say thank you, church, for allowing us to go and all your support. But in my group, I had Francisco, I had Anna and Laura. And I think personally we had the best group. But we had the best driver also, but Dr. Bradley. But my prayer was that everyone on our group was able to lead at least one person to the Lord. And we were able to do so. And I was able to lead personally three people to the Lord. And it was such a blessing, because each of those three people were people that were not ones that you would normally see, normally knock on the door. The first one was one that was riding his bike, and that was one of them. And just coming out of nowhere, and the Lord led my heart to talk to him, and he got saved. The second one was a no trespassing sign. And I never saw a no trespassing sign, but maybe the Lord was trying to keep us from seeing that, because if I saw it, then I would not have gone to that door. But the lady got saved. It was at the house. The other one that was really touching to me was a man by the name of Tavares. And he was about my age, actually, I think 22 or 23. But he was in a baseball field. And I was really in the flesh, and Francisco was my partner, and I was like, well, just give him a track to the fence. And Francisco was like, well, there's an opening over here. I was like, well, let's just give it to him through the fence. And I was just thinking, you know, I'm getting tired, and I don't want to keep the girls waiting. But, you know, as soon as we went to the baseball field, the Lord impressed my heart that he wanted me to speak to him. And he was really attentive, and he got saved. And it just goes to show, Lord, it just goes to show that we need to be ready to give an answer of the hope that's in us every time. You know, even the people that we don't really want to talk to, we need to talk to everybody, give the gospel to everybody. And I just want to thank the church for supporting us and for your prayers. Thank you very much.
Good night. My name is Amanda. This is my second soul winner marathon, and the first one, I didn't get to win anyone to the Lord, so this year I was like praying months in advance, like really hard that I get to win someone. And so the very first day, we got to win two souls to the Lord, me and my partner Sarah, and in total I won three souls. But the very first like one that I really was excited about, this little girl, I was talking to her, and her two cousins, they were like starting to be like a distraction. So my partner Sarah started to talk to them, but like she got saved. But after the three of those got saved, we walked away. And then like she come running down the road, and we come back, cause she said that her Grammy's friend wanted to talk to us. And so we went back to the house, and come to find out one of her uncles died like that week, and the friend was actually a Christian, and she was praying for the family, you know, that they get saved and that they get in a church and all this thing. And so when I started to speak to the little girl and how she told her family that she got saved, like it, like, you know, like they was in mourning, so like it like helped them, you know, that like it was the friend speaking, telling them about Jesus, and then our team came and still telling them about Jesus. So it was like an encouragement to them. And so they started to get information for the church and all this thing, and for the buses. And so I was like really excited. And then our team, Brother Doug Henry and Brother Robinson, we all prayed for the family. And I like really was excited, because like they said they was gonna go to the church. And I believe like the friend, like she was really happy, because like it was her seed and our seed that really gonna bring that family together. And like, I just wanna thank you guys for allowing me to be a blessing to other people. So that's it, thank you.
I'm Nathan Holder, and we had, my partners were Mark and Bethany and Ashley. And it was just an exciting time. All together, we got to lead 10 people to the Lord. And I remember this one particular time we were in this area, and we were soul winning, and Mark and I had just got done talking to a brother, two brothers, and a sister, and they all three of them got saved, and it was just a blessing. So we were walking on our way, and this man that we had met at his house was a Jehovah's Witness, and he immediately came up to us, and he was distributing out his meth, anyways. He was distributing out his things that he had, and so he came up to us, and he's like, "What are you guys doing around here?" And we're like, "We're telling people about Christ," and he immediately was defensive and started arguing with us, and I was like, "Oh my goodness." I was like, "This is gonna be horrible." I was like, "They're gonna open the door, then they'll be confused," and I was like, "And then we'll have to tell them again." So I was really praying, and Mark talked to him, and then so finally the man went to the door. He got done talking to us, and he went to the door and knocked the door. Well, they didn't answer the door, and I was like, "Yes, you know, they didn't answer the door, so they don't have to be confused." So anyways, we went down the road, and we had knocked on several doors, and nobody answered at all, and I was like, "This is horrible." It's like, we just got in an argument with this guy, and now Satan's not allowing us, you know, anybody to answer. So anyways, to make a long story short, we knocked on this one door, and the lady opened the door, and she was a Christian. And at first she thought we were Jehovah's Witness, and she immediately got defensive with us, and then we told her what we were doing, and she said, "Well, praise the Lord," you know, and she said, "Well, let me pray with you." She's like, "You guys don't need to be harassed by those people," and so she prayed with us. But I'm just saying, you know, we need to let our light shine for Christ at all times, you know, even though Satan's going to come at us full blast, you know, we still need to shine his light. So it was just a great, great encouragement to me to see somebody save and pray for us. And thank you, church, for praying for us and keeping us on your minds while we were out there. So.
Good evening. My name is Sarah. This year was my second year on Soul Winning Marathon. My partner was Amber. And we started praying before we even went out that we would be able to share the gospel with people, and that even if they didn't get saved, that we would still be able to plant the seed. And she was able to lead someone to the Lord the first day. And so I was like, "Okay, you know, today is my turn." We started praying that night, and I prayed that the Lord would just give me one person. And the second day, I wasn't able to lead anyone either, but I was able to share the gospel with a few. And then the last day, I was able to lead a teenage girl to the Lord. And it seemed like the last road that we got dropped off at, it seemed like everyone was just hateful, and the allergies were kicking in, and we were tired, and it was hot, and just it seemed like everything was against us. And I just wanted to be done, honestly. And but Amber and I stopped, and we prayed that, you know, the Lord would still give us people, and that we would be encouraged. And it was one of the last houses we went to. There's a lady in the car, and normally we're kind of hesitant about going up to them because you think they're on their way out, so they don't want to talk to you. But she was kind and everything, so we invited her to the church, and I asked her if she knew she would go to heaven when she died, and she said no, and she asked me if I could show her how. And so I did, and as I was going through it, she just seemed really receptive to everything and eager to listen and eager to learn. And so I explained it all to her, and I asked if she wanted to get saved, and she said yes. And she prayed, and yeah. So it was a great opportunity to be able to go out. So.
Hello, church. God bless you. My name is Francisco. This was my second time going to a soul winning marathon. And I've never personally led someone to Christ through door knocking. And it was because of this time we went to the soul winning marathon, I was able to lead a soul to Christ. Yeah. Not just one, but it was two souls. Amen. Yeah. And I just firstly want to say thank you to all your many prayers. I believe if it wasn't for your many prayers for the college students, we wouldn't the Holy Spirit wouldn't be that effective in our lives in that time we were at the soul winning marathon. So I would like to tell you about an experience. I've led a gentleman by the name of Charles. He was outside his house, and he was sitting down on his chair with his daughter. And when we got there, my partner was Daniel Gladue, and he was, the daughter was making a lot of noise, but I believe he was eager to hear the word of God. I believe there was something in his heart He wanted to draw closer to the Lord, I believe, though he was not yet saved at that moment. He told his little daughter to go inside. He wanted to hear us. Praise God for that. And I got to witness to him and tell him about Jesus. And I got to see that it's not about the eloquent of speech that we speak to the people to get saved, but it's the Holy Spirit of God. I believe the Holy Spirit of God just got a hold of his life and convicted him of his sins. After going over the gospel, the plan of salvation with him, I asked him at the end, if he was to die in his sins, where would he go? And he shamefully said he was going to hell. But I believe that was the moment he felt ready, convicted. And he was sincere when he prayed and he asked Christ to save him. Amen. I want to just thank you, church. If we wouldn't have gone, that man by the name of Charles would have not got saved. So praise the Lord for that. Thank you.
I believe, according to my list here tonight, we had 10 of them give her the testimonies. I certainly enjoyed them. Amen. Tremendous blessing. You'll hear from some more of them if you keep coming. We'll try to get them all covered. Just for a few minutes, look at a few scriptures on the thought of soul winning. And many of you know the verses. Our trouble as older Christians is not that we don't know, it's that we don't do. That's our problem. And you say, well, how do you do it? Well, sort of like you just heard, set a time aside and plan it and do it on purpose. That's what it really, really takes. Psalms 126:6, I think most of you might could quote this. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Who was it? Was it Lisa that said she had allergies and was crying when she went to the door? You could use that. Even the allergies could be a testimony for the Lord, because it's talking about somebody having burden enough to weep, to care about souls. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about it. And we're not going to take time to do all that. But it is the key to the ministry. And the only reason after we get saved, God leaves us here is to tell others. We got no purpose except to bear fruit. And that fruit is going to bear reward. If you were to look over into Daniel chapter 12, I think you're familiar with that. And while I recognize that you got a tribulation setting right here in the book of Daniel chapter 12, still soul winning, even we know the 144,000 in the book of Revelation is not the crew that claims to be that today, but they will be witnesses for the Lord during that time. And it says in verse 3 of Daniel 12, and they that be wise, that word's connected with soul winning, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Now Proverbs, 11:30, I believe it is, says he that winneth souls is wise. And somebody said, well, it's wise to win souls. It works both ways. There's going to be that reward, what I read here in Daniel 12:3. I don't understand it all, but there's going to be a difference in those that produce fruit, won souls. I understand there's more than one way to see somebody saved that you'll get credit for. The missions gauge over here, and you heard the missionaries the last couple of Wednesday nights, sending and giving, and that's part of it. But still, it's a wonderful thing in your personal life when you can do what you heard these young people testify about tonight. Look somebody in the eye and tell them about Jesus. No, they may not all get saved, but many of them do. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we use the gospel, it says in Romans 1:16, it's the power of God unto salvation. And that's what these young people were doing here, going out. So it's a wise thing to do. It's the only answer for the need of man. the psychiatrist and the pills, that's just a cover. The real getting inside the soul of man is what's needed. That's where the inner void is. And it's there in everybody. Even those that are loud and bold and maybe even speak mean to you, still inside, they got a need for Christ. I've told the story over and over, but soul winners just like our young people was out in a big city and going on the bad streets where the bad people were and the prostitutes were walking. And this church would send out a van full of soul winners. And they'd go out and those prostitutes would cuss at them and talk mean to them. But later on, one of the prostitutes got saved and got in church, and she gave this testimony. She said, when those young people would get out of that van, we'd holler at them and tell them to leave, and we don't want to hear you. She said, all the time, deep in my heart, I was saying, please don't leave. Please don't leave. Something inside. When we were over in Russia, and I've told you so many times about the Russian professor over there, that several of them that got saved in the Moscow University in the math class when the gospel was presented to them. And when they came down front giving testimony, and one professor said this. Now we're talking about top of the line in Russia. We're talking about calculus. We're talking about the big Moscow University. The top went up into the clouds where you could hardly see it, such a tall building. But he said this after he got saved. And he was talking to his peers. He was talking to his math class. He was talking to everybody. And something about getting saved, it'll take being ashamed out of it when you really get saved. And he said this. He said, we've all been atheists. He said, I'm an atheist. We all taught atheism. But he said, all the time, deep in here, we knew it wasn't true. That's quite a testimony for the fact the Holy Spirit speaks deep inside. And everybody has that need. When you go soul winning, you're meeting that need. And the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to witness to it. And, you know, when you go and like these young people talking now, they saw some results. But only heaven will give them the full results. Only there will it be totally, totally recorded. I think about many times that I've seen folks later, and I didn't know they got saved at the time. I remember another preacher and myself, we were in a revival meeting. We went to a house, and we were trying to win the folks in the living room to the Lord. I can't totally remember. I do believe one or two of the adults got saved. But we started to leave, and there was a curtain hanging there. It was a what you would call kind of a poor house, but the curtain was hanging in place of a door. And we started to leave, and all of a sudden the curtain opened, and this little young teenage girl come out and said, can I do that too? She'd been behind the curtain listening. We didn't know she was there, but she'd heard the plan of salvation. And of course she got saved, and we didn't know it, and she didn't know it, and the parents didn't know it, but she had a brain tumor growing in her head, and she was dead within a few weeks. Isn't that something? See, only God is totaling up the score. He's the one keeping record of it all. You know, churches that are struggling, and this culture today, many are, still the answer is soul winning. You get a little handful of people in a church sitting around fussing about paying the bills. I understand that. But the answer is to do what God said do. And go out and win others. If we do that, the Lord will take care of the bills. Somehow, He'll put it together if we obey what he tells us to do. And I heard one of the students say a while ago about out on the street and somebody giving them a hard time and cursing at them maybe. I want to share scripture with you, especially for you young folks that just went soul winning. Turn to Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51. And I'm going to pretty much quit with this, but I want you to look at it. Isaiah chapter 51. I want you to look at two verses, and it's in context. Pretty much in context. Old Testament, I understand. But it'll speak to you here. Isaiah chapter 51. Verse 7. Hearken unto me. Boy, my grandma used to use that on us boys. Hearken. I didn't know where she got it until I got saved and started reading the Bible. I knew what it meant. You better listen or you're in trouble. Hearken unto me, and that's what God said. Listen to me. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness. Now let me ask you a question. Who is it that knows righteousness? It's saved people. It's believers. Hearken to me, ye that know righteousness. The people in whose heart is my law, who is that? Well, that's got to be God's people. We know righteousness in our heart is his law, his word. Then what does he say? Fear ye not the reproach of men. You know why most of us don't win more souls? We fear the reproach of men. Did you ever ask you a question, what are they going to do to me? Nothing. So then it kind of truthfully is a selfish fear we have that we're going to get embarrassed. Are they going to think we're nuts? Why do we care about that? Shouldn't care about that at all. The Lord Jesus took the shame of the cross for you and I. And we can't take a little old ribbon about being a goody-goody Christian? What's the matter with us? Look at it here. Fear you not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their what? Revilings? That's what one of the young people said a while ago. But I'm so glad they didn't say we stopped and went to the car and pouted. But there's a lot of folks do that. Keeps on going. Verse 8. Here's the flip side of it now. It shows the end of the ones that's doing the reproaching and doing the reviling. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Man, those two verses, you ought to ponder them a little bit. Meditate on them a little bit. My. Instead of being afraid of the reproach of men, God is saying, I'll make that thing happen good. Make it come out right. I think about it right now. There's I first come here to town, hadn't been here long, maybe 2 years. Oh, it was a long time ago, because when you pumped your gas, you didn't put a credit card in the thing. You had to go in the station and pay for it. That's been a while. I know that. But a station that I'd used to gas my car in often when I was a lost boy here in town and a hot rod driver and all that, I come back as a preacher, and I kept stopping there to buy my gas. And one day I did, and I went into the station to pay for it. And I left the car at the pump, and I saw 3 or 4 men sitting on the bench outside in front of the station like you see sometime. And they knew who I was, knew I was preaching now, and probably knew me a little bit before I started preaching. So they were smiling and giving me the horse grin and wanting to poke some fun at me. And as I walked toward them, they made some kind of statement, joking, but mocking. And I happened to have some of the chick tracks in my pocket. You know what the chick tracks are? The cartoon tracks, some of the best you'll ever get. I happened to have some in my pocket, enough for all of them, and I just whipped them out and gave each one. I said, I want to give you something. And I gave each one of them a track. And I said, I want to invite you to church Sunday. And they smiled and gave me the horse grin again, said, oh, we'll be there. We'll be there. Walking again. I said, well, I'm not going to hold my breath till you get there, but the invitation's open. Come. I paid for my gas and left. Sunday morning, I looked right down about where you're sitting, Brother Jack. Raise your hand for me right there. And there was one of those guys on the bench sitting there. And I gave the invitation that morning. He came forward to get saved. And I thought, well, praise God. But I asked him. I said, Kenny, why'd you come this morning? Why'd you get saved? He said, preacher, that tract you give me has driven me crazy. He said, I just couldn't get over it. I had to get here this morning. Now, I'll tell you, I saw those results pretty fast. Couple of days. His results we're not going to see till we get to heaven. But they're going to be there. They're going to be there. And I'd like to encourage everybody to do what you heard the young people testifying to tonight. And yeah, you may have some revilings. Don't pay it no mind. It may be coming. Even the mocking may be coming out of a deep void in the heart. That's saying, tell me more. Don't quit on me. Don't give up. I want to know what the answer is. And folks, I believe with all my heart, myself and all of us, we're going to stand one day at the judgment seat. We're going to have sorrow over those that we got scared away from, didn't speak to, when God gave us a chance to. And I want to challenge you. Let this be a great testimony to all of us tonight. Some of these young people gave a testimony they'd never done it before. You know what, though? Some of them had been a couple of times. It's a lot easier after the first time. And it still works. Soul winning still works. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, our subject tonight has been getting folks saved. Keep them out of hell. You're in a good place to get saved tonight. There's a lot of people that are around you that are saved and would love to see you saved. And it's as simple as knowing that Jesus died for you, paid for your sins, rose again, proving he was God and that his payment was accepted by the Father, and he invites you to come and receive him. It's just as somebody walks down the altar to get married, and I say this and give the vows, and I say, do you so promise? And they say, I do. And you know what? They'll remember that. It'll be real to them. All you got to do is say, I do to Jesus. He's waiting on you. It's your choice. Will you come? I hope you will. Let's bow our heads. Let's stand. Father, we thank you for what we've heard tonight. Thank you for the souls that were saved. Thank you for the testimony that was given. And Lord, the word was given out, and only you know the final results of it. Father, I believe with all